USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrat Andy Beshear is claiming victory in the Kentucky governor's race. The problem is the incumbent, Matt Bevin, is not conceding.
This is a close, close race. We are not conceding this race by any stretch.
That's Bevin, but Beshear, who appears to have beaten Bevin by a few thousand votes, said in his speech last night,
"After tonight, this election is over. After tonight, we move forward."
Meanwhile, in Virginia, Democrats are now in control of both houses of the state assembly for the first time in 10 years after yesterday's balloting. California Governor Gavin Newsom is clashing with the state's largest utility again after another season of deadly wildfires. The Democrat met with the CEO of Pacific Gas and Electric and other top officials and threatened a possible takeover of PG&E. This is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Doug. Kyoto, my office, now!
Limo Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
We told you moments ago about an apparent Democratic victory in the governor's race in Kentucky. Well, results for the Mississippi governor's race show the Republican Tate Reeves beat out Democratic hopeful and Mississippi's Attorney General Jim Hood. Hood making a concession speech late last night.
Looks like the next governor will be Tate Reeves. I just called Tate and congratulated him on a good race, and I told him I'll be praying for him and his administration, and I intend to work with them in the transition.
At least one suspect's under arrest in connection with the murders of nine members of an American family in Mexico. Three women and six children were shot and burned after their vehicles were ambushed by members of a drug cartel on Monday. Mexican law enforcement says one person was arrested late yesterday in the state of Sonora, and he was holding two hostages at the time. Bank of America has announced it's raising its minimum wage to $20 an hour. It employs 170,000 people in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is testifying before a Senate Homeland Security Committee. USA's Tim Berg has more.
The senator, in his opening statement, discusses some of the threats we face, including from China.
The Chinese government is now targeting our innovation through a wider-than-ever range of actors, not just Chinese intelligence officers conducting both traditional and cyber espionage, but people they enlist to help them, like contract hackers, certain graduate students and researchers, insider threats within U.S. businesses, and a whole variety of other actors working on behalf of China. We see the Chinese government encouraging and even assisting the abuse of incentive plans like the so-called Thousand Talents Program, plans that offer cash and other enticements to bring American information back to China, information that is often actually trade secrets and other innovations stolen from American companies and universities. And we're seeing Chinese companies then using that stolen technology to compete against the very American companies it belongs to. We're seeing intellectual property and data theft from companies and academic institutions of just about every size in just about every sector. This is a threat to our economic security and in many respects a threat to our national security.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.